officially divorced. We'll tell you who got what.
Jeffree Star got a new NFL boo and is causing drama in these athlete streets. We'll explain.
Plus, Snoop Dogg blood pressure, honey, may skyrocket if the Lakers don't get it together.
Ooh, welcome to Dish Nation! Are we serving up today, HK?
Oh, well, before we get to dishing, we want to take some time out to officially welcome our favorite songbird, Tamar Braxton, to the Dish Nation family as a permanent home.
Yeah.
We wanted to give you a chain. It just wasn't in the budget.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's okay. I don't need a chain because I'm so happy to be here. I mean, I love it here. Everybody knows how much I love it here. I love you guys.
We love
and
you
it's
too.
Just a good time every time. The best vibe ever. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's dish, y'all. So what it looks like, honey, Ne-Yo's divorce is finalized. And baby, honey, he will be coughing up big bucks, honey, to his ex-wife, Miss Crystal Renee.
Ooh, child, Gary. Reportedly, Mr. Ne-Yo will have to pay Crystal a lump sum of, get this, $1.6 million to balance out the real estate holdings and $20,000 for moving expenses. Yes. Miss Crystal will also keep one of their four homes in Georgia.
Well, they got four houses in Georgia.
Oh, no, they got a lot of money. Sound like to me.
He uses three as a Zen space.
Yes. Yeah. But Ne-Yo also agreed to cut a $150,000 check to his ex so she can buy herself a new car. Okay? Mm. And he got to pay $12,000 a month in child support for their three kids and $5,000 a month in alimony for the next 3 years.
Ooh. Ooh,
that's so juicy.
Okay.
Now, they both will have joint custody of their children, but y'all get this, okay? Something in the milk ain't clean.
Uh-oh.
Both parties agreed that neither of them will have new romantic partners around their kids unless they get married or get engaged to that partner. Yes.
Mm.
Or they got to sign off from each other. Child, that thing crazy.
A lot, right?
I think kind of got off easy. Like, it could have been way worse, because you see some of these divorce settlements that be in California,
yeah,
and cats be having to
it's
pay
half.
Some upwards of, like, yeah, $50,000 a month per kid, and then half.
But it's
like,
the thing with the whoever they're dating can't come around.
Yeah, that's what it is for
no.
me.
And doesn't he have, like, a new kid on the way with the new chick?
Yeah, probably
so. Like, you know, so the kids won't be able to meet their siblings unless the mom signs off on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah, but the sad
that
thing...
Part,
yeah,
the
that part.
The money part, I get.
Yeah.
Ne-Yo got some coin. I love you, Ne-Yo, but
he must have a lot.
That's
you
what
were married,
you
and
divorced.
That's what happens when you get divorced.
And she also gets one of the four houses. It's like, I feel like she's set up well. It could have been bad, but she got a good deal.
But depends on which house, honey. Is it in Bankhead or where is
that? Uh-oh.
I don't think they have a house in Bankhead.
Oh,
here.
Girl. I never know, honey.
Are we about to get new Ne-Yo albums now?
We're like it.
Mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Like
come
a gospel
on.
Record, you know, anything to keep the coins coming in. But, you know, it could have been way worse, and I'm just glad they was able to somewhat amicably work something out. Because, man, you've seen some ugly ones out there.
All I know is I want one of them songs he finna write from this experience.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to see him go from champagne life to ginger ale life.
Uh-oh.
Well, believe it or not, Keanu Reeves and Kim Kardashian have something in common. They both have stalkers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
But they're a little different. All right, so Keanu's obsessed fan went on a excellent adventure because he wanted some of Keanu's DNA. But
what?
Not what you think, Gary.
Well,
the 38-year-old transient man, Brian Dixon, believes that he's related to Keanu.
Mm.
Now, Keanu and his partner, Alexandra Grant, got a restraining order against Brian, who has trespassed on their property like 6 times.
Oh.
And he also left behind a backpack, which included a DNA testing kit. Apparently, Brian wanted to use that on Keanu to prove that they were blood related.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something.
Creepy.
Listen, if there's one person I am not stalking, it's the guy who plays John Wick. Keanu Reeves can kick butt in real life, guys.
Yeah, like a lot of people think that's acting. Like, no. He's classically trained at ass whooping. Yeah.
My man knows gun food.
How do people want to be your relative? I mean, who going to stalk you and say, oh, I want to be your relative. You're kidding me. I mean.
You'd be surprised. Gary.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
But the gag is we still don't know you.
Right. Right.
And how will you have a relationship with that person after you just stalked that person?
Yeah.
And you're like, right. I wouldn't want to be around you.
Anyway, I'm still going to want to be away from you after you did all that.
Yeah, you can't stalk your way into a healthy relationship.
Cousins I still don't talk to today.
Yeah. Hello.
Then I know they my cousins.
Come on, preach.
Girl. All right, Gary, I know you love to stir the pot, honey. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody out here giving you a run for your money, child, and that is makeup guru Jeffree Star.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes. So last week, Jeffree tweeted a pic of his hand intertwined with his boo's hand. And Gary, tell us what he said.
To buy LA. Time to spend time, honey, with my NFL boo in Wyoming.
And, of course, the internet went all CSI, y'all, analyzing the pic and trying to figure out who this guy is. Then, Jeffree dropped a selfie with his boo, whose back is to the camera, and said...
His team didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but he's a 6'6", and he plays perfect in the bedroom.
Oh!
Now then, Saren Anderson, wife of Carolina Panthers defensive Ann Henry Anderson, DM Jeffree saying,
I'm getting harassed because my husband is in the NFL and people think it's him. Please stop.
To which Jeffree replied,
girl, don't be so insecure, honey. I don't mess with married men.
Ooh, this is messy. Jeffree chimed on in Tom Brady's retirement message yesterday saying he wasn't the cause of it.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is messy.
Ain't it mess?
Yo, Jeffree's got a point, though, with Saren. I mean, it's like, Saren, if you're not worried about your husband, who cares if people are sliding your DM saying that's your husband? I mean, it's like... You know.
Is Saren's husband gay?
I was going to say.
Well, I don't think so.
It's given maybe.
Oh, is she
maybe
worried
about
might have her doubts?
Maybe she has some doubts, because why would she even say anything?
Yeah.
Because it's one thing if one person says something, then if you get a bunch of people side of your DMs, be like,
you better start.
Yeah.
Gary?
She know about those beads, honey, that she use every now and then.
Not beads.
Wait, did you say beads?
Beads, baby.
Those BB beads.
Wow. Are we? Do we have anything more on this?
I don't think so.
Moving right along.
Close this case.
Okay, now. Case closed. Well, if you haven't seen the HBO series The Last of Us, you got to check it out. The show is amazing. Mm. The most recent episode is even being called one of the greatest episodes of TV ever.
What?
I think it definitely is, Brad. It's
really?
Amazing. Nick Offerman, who plays a gay character on the show, just told Jimmy Kimmel that he was almost too busy to take the part, but his wife, Megan Mullally, talked him into doing it. Check this out.
He sent me the script, and I didn't have time on the calendar to say yes to this job, and my incredible goddess of a wife read it, and she said, you're going to Calgary, buddy.
You got to do
have
this.
Have fun. You have to do
so
this.
So Megan Mullally, your wife, is the responsible for you being in this episode.
She's the curator, yeah. She chose every garment that I'm wearing tonight.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. It's a really beautiful thing. Like, the show's about zombies. The show's about the zombie apocalypse. And so that's what you're thinking about when you watch a show like this. But then this one episode almost takes place separately than all of it. So it's really out of left field.
So, Tanner, you're an actor.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. So, I mean, so would you go... gay for pay?
I don't know. I don't think about it as like a stigmatized, like, negative thing. Like, Nick Offerman's playing a role here, and he told a beautiful story.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it affects, like...
If you got a role as an actor, yeah, and they wanted you to play a gay role, mm-hmm, would you take it? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't bother me.
Even if you had to, like, do full frontal and buntle?
Full frontal and buntle is a little different. That's a little...
Buntle?
You know.
Like a little broke back action. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're paying 20 an hour.
20 an hour. Probably not. Probably not.
$20
an hour.
Yeah. Up next, Jessica Simpson reveals she once had a dalliance with a married actor.
Not a dalliance, girl.
Yes, girl, a dalliance. So we'll dive into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, this blonde bombshell is spilling the tea about the famous eggplant she's had. Oh, ooh, Lord. And no, y'all, it's not Pamela Anderson this time.
Oh.
It is Jessica Simpson, y'all. Yes, and honey, she told a short story for Movie Star, They Always Say, their single ebook, and revealed she linked up with the megastar who was her teenage dream at the 2001 MTV VMAs while her and Nick Lachey were on a trial separation.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, it gets juicier. And although the two exchange numbers, nothing went down at the time because Jessica decided to reconcile with old Nick.
Aww.
Well, fast forward to the 2006 awards.
Uh-huh.
Well, not the awards, but 2006, after Jessica and Nick event called It Quits for Good, girlfriend decided to meet on up with her teenage dream megastar, which led to them sharing a steamy kiss.
Ooh. Period.
Oh, but there's more. Jessica eventually became the movie star's sneaky link and was being snuck into the hotel, honey, via the fire exit until she realized he was in a relationship.
Wow. What?
And the private entry was to hide her from his girlfriend.
Oh, no. My God.
Side piece Jessica Simpson.
Jessica admitted to feeling like a call girl who was only there to have sex, and she said, I didn't care if he was my teenage fantasy come to life. This was not a choice that same girl, my younger self, would be proud of.
Child, Hoppo, who is this man? Who do y'all think this is?
I'm going to throw it on.
And they had to be
Scott Baio.
Scott Baio?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's
what I'm talking. I feel like he's a little before her teenage years. Like, she was a teenager in, like, the mid to late 90s.
He was so in charge in the
80s. I think Justin Timberlake.
You think Justin Timberlake?
I said Clay Aiken.
Bitch.
Girl.
This is way before Clay Aiken.
Oh, it was?
This is so before.
The band don't know that one. Yeah.
That would have also been a shock to Clay Aiken.
Yeah, dog.
We did a little digging. She mentioned that she met them at the 2001 VMAs, right?
So okay. Who's that?
Here's a list. Here's a quick list of actors who were at the 2001 VMAs. We're talking about Jack Black, Will Smith, Will Ferrell, mm-mm, Ben Stiller, mm-mm, or Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Ding, ding. That's who I think.
Okay, well, let me hit you with this.
What?
Boogie Nights, the movie where he plays a porn star, which is a big film, and he's got his clothes off, came out in 1997. Jessica would have been 17.
Okay.
Maybe it's Mark Wahlberg.
But who would have Jessica as a side chick? She's gorgeous.
For real.
Like, what's the problem?
Because they didn't want to pass up on the opportunity of her because they had somebody. So they kept sneaking a linky in the back.
But also hella gullible, too. He's probably like, no, this is our secret way in. This is the way that only we go.
Remember,
you know what I'm saying?
The same girl that thought Chicken of the Sea was chicken.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let us not forget.
My Lord.
Oh, not my Lord.
All right, well, from one blonde to another one, Young Jock is out here rocking a new look these days. And it's definitely giving blonde ambition. Vogue, everyone. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So while Jock was hosting his radio show, he took the opportunity to show off his new hair. And our good sis Lunel couldn't resist noticing that the two kind of got a similar hairstyle now, because she jumped in the comments and said, good morning, twin.
Ooh.
And everybody got a kick out of it, yo.
Yes. They do look like cousins, though, at least.
Yes. It's giving Meteor Man 2.
Oh, it's giving.
They did a sequel to Meteor Man?
If not, why not, right?
So who do you think won better than Young Jock or Lunel?
Lunel. I like her. Yeah.
But also, just to circle back, you know, women have extensions. Why can't Young Jock have wigs? Why can't...
We're not going to get into that,
it's starting to get more normalized. You know what I mean?
Saying.
Yeah.
We got these double standards up in here.
It's a double standard, around. Tanner.
And what if you're rubbing your finger through your man head and move?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my bad. Let me put that for you.
Now they're like a koofy.
Put it back.
Things are starting to get there, and he's like, hold on just a second. Kalik?
Yeah. Oh, get the Beijing hand thing. I'm going to heaven. I ain't got it.
Leave that alone. Your pillow ain't got a giant thumbprint on it.
Skip it right over her.
No.
Up next, Snoop Dogg, double OG, says his team, the Lakers, got his blood pressure sky high. Baby, honey, Dish does the same thing to me. We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, child. Being a Laker fan is not for the weak. Yeah, so Snoop Dogg unleashed another Laker rant on his IG after experiencing a whirlwind of emotions from watching the Lakers' overtime victory over the New York Knicks Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Now, despite being happy with the win, Snoop demanded more from the team going forward for the sake of his health. Take a look.
You know what that smile means. The Lakers win. Yes. We find a way. Damn, y'all got my nerves bad and my blood pressure high. Figure it out and start winning every night. Damn, I'm too old for this.
Got his blood pressure high.
He said, I'm too old for this, child.
Okay.
I know the feeling.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hey, all right, HK, any of your kids in sports or competition, you get high blood pressure if they're losing?
No, literally right now, my 8-year-old Teddy, shout out to him and the Shotters, they're in the playoffs right now for their basketball league.
Okay. Right.
And the other day, the score was just so close.
Yeah.
That, you know, I wanted to pour water on the floor just so one of the kids could slip.
No.
Just to ensure the opportunity that it would work out the way it needs to work out. Like, it gets competitive out there.
Yeah, for sure.
And especially Snoop Dogg being such an L.A. guy. Like, you go through this year after year after year. Yeah. Unlike being a Knicks fan, where you're just used to disappointment, you take it as it is.
Well, that's the thing. This was supposed to be the time for the Lakers, and it turns out it's not, and it's very upsetting.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
They got cake ingredients and cornbread
results. If he's talking about his blood pressure going up, you know it's serious, because all he do is smoke.
Blood pressure's supposed to be stabilized.
Chill. Exactly.
Well, all right, y'all. It's time for...
What the hair?
Baby Pete Davidson, honey, and Jermaine Dupri are sporting new hair looks. Now, baby, Jermaine, honey, hair fans shook us, honey, by taking his honey back to the 80s, honey, with his Fresh Prince haircut, especially, y'all, since he is normally hairless.
Oh, he doesn't look that bad. All right. Now, Pete Davidson also showed off a new do. He sported a buzz cut while sitting courtside at the Knicks game with pals John Stewart and Hasan Minhaj. What do y'all think about these new do's?
I like Jermaine's.
I do too.
Yeah, it's like he's in a time warp. Like, he looks very young. Mm-hmm. It's dope. He should keep it.
He took it back in the day. He ain't gonna keep it. He's not gonna keep it.
Is it?
Are you gonna cut it off?
No, it's not his. It's for an 80s party. They put it on there. He's bald.
Oh, okay.
But with Pete's joint, I mean, he got the face for it, but it makes him blend in and look like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like part of the thing that made Pete is like, you know, the style he wears.
Yeah.
So which one would y'all rock? Pete or...
The Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine's. I'm kind of low-key doing the Pete.
Yellow bit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yellow bit.
All right, up next, we didn't see Dish coming when a baby is born with a gift in his hands for his mom. We'll explain what happened after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, everybody, we're back with the what?
Didn't see Dish coming.
Yes, child, y'all buckle up for this one. Okay, a 20-year-old Violet Quick from Idaho was surprised by her pregnancy, and here's why. So Violet said she and her husband had no plans on having kids anytime soon, so she did the smart, responsible thing. She got an IUD birth control to prevent any surprises.
Okay.
Well, surprise, the IUD didn't work, and Violet is a whole mom out here. But here's the kicker. When she delivered her son, he came out with the IUD in his hand. Where'd he do that at? Uh-oh.
He said, I'm like, hey, mama, catch. Not today, bitch.
Not today.
Yeah, I almost wish that baby would've came out and just... He just dropped it on the doctor's table.
There's no way the IUD can stay in all the way through pregnancy and birth, right?
The baby said, I'm stopping this in the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
I will squeeze it and suffocate it till it don't work no more.
That's why I didn't stay up there, because the baby had it.
He was his toy while he was in there.
Like he was doing pull-ups on the IUD as an embryo, you know what I'm saying? He came out strong.
He came out with his own rattle. Like,
baby had a whole training montage just like her curling.
I know what you did last summer.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.